The answer, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has treated this subject in various ways. First of all, he says he doesn't deny that this can happen. Secondly, he says that it should happen because Allah wants to give a taste of His existence to everyone. Even the non-believers occasionally receive that taste of His existence. And thirdly, if a person has some money, yet he is a beggar, is equated with a king or a billionaire because they also have money, that would be a very stupid approach. A beggar would remain a beggar, and a king and a treasure holder would remain a king or a treasure holder. Because there is much difference between that little money which is owned by a beggar and that coffers full of treasures owned by kings or millionaires. So that difference should also be kept in mind. So again, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam points out that also, in short, I pointed out earlier, that there is another very marked difference, differentiating difference. Those who are shown specimen revelations or see visions and dreams, if they are not truly pious and godly people, they are not shown any sign of Allah's assistance or Allah, God, being on their side. And that phenomena is not unfolded, which phenomena is unfolded in the form of help and aid of Allah for His chosen ones, that is, prophets and other pious people. When they are also shown some dreams and visions and revelations, but apart from the fact that there is much numerous experience with them and much clearer experience with them, also there is a sort of closeness and nearness of Allah which is manifested in the form of aid to them at time of crisis. When the enemy wants to crush them, apparently the enemy has all the power to do so, yet he is frustrated, he is defeated. And they always emerge victorious, who are godly and God-fearing. So this phenomena makes distinction and differentiates the ordinary phenomena of receiving such bounty from Allah, of occasional revelation or vision, and those who are truly loved by Allah and then are fully supported by Allah. So mainly these three things have been mentioned in that passage in a most beautiful language.